This is Quizzable Cast, episode 19G, Parfait 3, round 8. I didn't keep stats for this tournament, and Prince had never posted any playoff stats, so I don't have anything to give you guys about what this round is about.
He wrote of a woman who withers like a palm cut by an Indian for its juicy balm, when a basil plant that was growing in a pot with the decapitated head of her lover is taken from her.
Boccaccio?
No.
Dang. That's about the... Never mind.
With the decapitated head of her lover is taken from her in his Isabella, which was taken from the Decameron. In the same year, he wrote about Moneta, revealing the function of the poet in Hyperion. Also in 1819, he wrote that all ye know on earth and all ye need to know is that beauty is truth, truth beauty, in his poem Ode on a Grecian Urn. For 10 points, name this poet of Ode to a Nightingale and Ode to Autumn.
Keats.
Correct.
Do you use anything there that was like? Or was there anything there that was not naked Boccaccio?
I don't know. I read that part of the Decameron.
We're gonna like maybe protest.
I don't know. I mean, potentially at that point.
Yeah, I mean, like it might have been. I didn't hear. I don't remember.
Well, there's a lot of questions that might be correct at certain points.
And if they are, like after the first clue like that, they would be. But
whatever.
Whatever. It matters.
I don't know enough to.
Bonus number one. Be straight with me as you answer these questions about straights that start with a letter B, for 10 points each. Literally meaning Gate of Tears in Arabic, it separates the Red Sea from the Gulf of Aden.
Bob El.
Answer?
Bab El Mandeb.
Correct.
Wow, nice.
The Strait of Baltisic, I guess, separates the Gdansk Bay from the bay named after what river?
So,
answer, please.
Vichelon.
Correct. The Strait of Bonifacio separates what island from Sardinia?
Sicily. Corsica. Is Sardinia. Sicily.
Answer, please.
Corsica.
Correct. 30 points. Toss-up number two. Untamo makes life hard for his nephew, sending him off to be a slave, and Kullervo turns out to be a typical troubled youth, seducing his sister, destroying his uncle's homeland, and committing suicide. Luhi, also called the Hag of the North, saves the life of the main character and then tricks Ilmarinen into making her a good luck talisman. Later, though, that main character tries to steal back the Sampo from the Hag with the help of Ilmarinen and Lemminkainen, but they end up dropping it into the sea. These events and other exploits of this...
Kylaw.
Correct.
Oh, that's it?
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Pronoun trouble. What are you going
to
do?
I just wanted to know if they wanted to be like, part of the Kali Wall. There's been a lot of questions like, we just don't know what is being asked for.
Mm-hmm. I didn't write them. I'm looking. I just work here.
Yeah, I was having that same problem.
I didn't even remember the club. All right, bonus two. Identify these aspects of Shia Islam that differ from mainstream Sunni Islam for 10 points each.
Yeah,
exactly. Shiites believe that this son-in-law of Muhammad was his rightful heir and first caliph instead of Abu Bakr.
Ali.
Most Shiites believe that the second coming of Jesus will precede the return of this man to the earthly sphere, the Messiah of Islam.
The Mahdi,
yeah.
This practice, translated as temporary marriage, which was permitted in Muhammad's time but subsequently forbidden by the Caliph Umar, is still permitted today in some nations like Iran.
Oh, that's
I don't know what it's called.
Alcohol.
Nikah al-Muta in Arabic, or Sihe in Farsi.
Oh, man. Never
heard of
it.
20 points on those. Toss-up three. His cantata was arranged by Michael Levine based off the 1967 creation of Bob Harris and Oscar winner Paul Webster. Portrayed by Tress MacNeille, his first musical appearance is in a fantasy sequence set to Happy Together by the Turtles, which convinces his rescuer to save him from being killed by a man who had just declared, "If you can find a greasier burger, you're in Mexico." A burro amoroso almost leads to a kiss between him and his owner, who had earlier introduced the Hans Zimmer-composed leitmotif when walking him on the ceiling. For 10 points, name this porcine character who can't sling from a web because he's a pig.
Spider pig! Nice!
Oh.
Well
done.
Well
done.
Spider pig.
I thought it was spider ham.
No,
spider pig.
Whatever spider pig can.
Bonus number three. It is the I and the LIGO project, L-I-G-O, that's trying to find evidence for the existence of gravitational waves, and once showed a famous negative 1887 result. For 10 points each, Name this device that uses variable path lengths that cause rays of light to constructively or destructively combine.
Interferometer.
This famous experiment used a type of interferometer consisting of two full mirrors to reflect the two light rays coming out of a half-slivered mirror, which then get passed back to a collector.
Yeah.
It helped disprove ether theory.
Nicholson-Morley.
Correct. A Hadamard gate in quantum computer can be created by a slight modification to this interferometer with two full mirrors, two half-slivered mirrors, and two collectors. It's named after its Austrian and Swiss creators. Answer, please.
Mach Bernoulli.
Mach Zedner.
Oh, close.
20 on the books. Toss up 4. An article in the New York Times suggests that this experiment was going to be scooped by William McNiven at Ohio State, causing it to be withdrawn from science and resubmitted to the Journal of the American Chemical Society. A 5-liter flask fed into a condenser that fed into a 500 cubic centimeter flask that held heated water, into which methane, ammonia, and hydrogen...
Yuri Miller.
Correct.
Damn it!
Martin,
why?
Loud of an old
Bonus
water.
4. Answer the following about Robert de Montesquieu's flamboyant life for 10 points each. He threw up for a week after making love to this divine actress, who was the primary interpreter of the works of Anna de Noailles.
Sarah Bernhardt.
Correct.
Oh.
Robert de Montesquieu served as a source of the character Baron de Charlus, and Sarah Bernhardt became La Berma in this work by Marcel Proust.
Swanswick.
Remembrance of Things Past.
Oh, it was that.
Montesquieu was the subject of this painter's arrangement in black and gold.
Whistler. Okay, I thought you said like Whistler or something.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Out of my mouth, they both sound the same.
Toss up 5. The fortress Zimpi, located here, was taken in 1352, and Cantacuzenus lost the whole of it after an earthquake allowed Orchan's son Suleiman to take it.
Take Arden Palace.
No. Making it the first Ottoman possession in Europe. It's also home to a ridge between Koja Shaman and Shanuk Bar called Saribar that was taken and lost after the landings of Suvla Bay and Cape Helles, when troops under General Ian Hamilton stationed on the island of Lemnos landed on this town's namesake peninsula. For 10 points, what Turkish town's position on the Dardanelles made it of crucial strategic importance during a terrible 1915 World War I campaign, in which troops from Britain, Australia, and New Zealand took heavy casualties?
Gallipoli?
Correct.
Yeah,
they started off
from the first.
Can we protest that? It is on the Dardanelles. The fortress is on the Dardanelles.
Okay, but that's not what the question was asking. Like,
yeah.
I understand that a lot of these questions
you can
find
protest
out.
That is the rule. He can protest.
You can protest whatever you like, but I'm just telling you right now, neither of you are probably going to win those protests if you try for them. Bonus number 5. Answer the following about the history of Hever Castle for 10 points each. Hever was the seat of this family, who is most famous for the 1536 execution of one of its members, at the time the Queen Consort of England and wife of Henry VIII, under charges of adultery, incest, and treason.
So, like, Aragon, or, like...
was executed.
Yeah, but, like, she's not from a place.
Mm-hmm.
Enter, please.
Aragon?
She wasn't executed.
Boleyn.
Sorry, I lost track of the rest.
The property then fell to Henry VIII, who bestowed it on this fourth wife, whom he divorced in the same year he married her, 1540.
Like, he divorced her. This is...
Anne of Cleves.
You think it's
Anne of Cleves.
Anne of Cleves.
After years of disrepair, the property was purchased by the money acquired from the fur trapping and real estate endeavors of this American family in 1903.
Master? Fur trappers.
Yeah, sure.
Master?
Correct. 20 points. Plus up 6. The company for which he served as CSO sued Affymetrix for stealing the idea to use oligonucleotide arrays, which later became known as DNA chips, a technique he pioneered. He shared the Lasker Prize with Alec Jeffries, who used his technique to show that genes have a split structure by soaking liquid out of jelly using blotting paper. Similar techniques were developed by Alwine and Stark for RNA and proteins, which became known as the Northern and Western Bloods.
Sovereign.
Correct.
His name was Sovereign?
His name was Sovereign.
Oh. There are no Northern and Western. It's really
Bonus Eastern. 6. Answer the following about the Beowulf poem for 10 points each.
IMAX 3D. Sorry.
Beowulf arrives at the hall of this Danish king, husband of Wealhtheow, to save the day.
Hrothgar.
Correct. Beowulf's first feat was killing this monster. Not satisfied, Beowulf then kills his mother.
Grendel.
Said task was accomplished through the judicious use of this sword.
Fronting.
30 points.
H-R-U-N-T.
Beowulf is also spelled H-B. Concept 7. A letter from Vergnaud to Chomsky first made the argument that all DPs must have it. Chomsky called IPs faulty because its assignment in sentences with verbs like believe can change the specifier in a process called its exceptional marking. In Russian, the ending for the instrumental one is om, and in German, des is an article with a genitive one. For 10 points, name this feature of nouns that shows whether it's a subject when it's nominative or an object when it's accusative.
The definitive case?
No.
Declension?
The abstract case.
Abstract.
Toss-up 8. Bennett showed how to construct a reversible one, and Benioff proposed a quantum mechanical and reversible one. But it wasn't until Deutsch created a quantum version of this model that one could do more than a classical one, as was first proved possible by Feynman in 1985. After showing two-state, five-symbol cellular automata is equivalent to one, a $25,000 prize was announced by Stephen Wolfram for a simpler one. This abstraction's formulator proved that whether any particular one always halts on any input is...
Turing machine.
Correct.
God, I fucking hate the set theory.
Wolfram.
Bonus 7. Answer the following questions about the life of Ranieri di Calzabigi for 10 points each. Ranieri di Calzabigi. Calzabigi. For 10 points each. Calzabigi was close friends with this author of Story of My Life, who made a name for himself by seducing nuns and at one point keeping 20 mistresses.
Giacomo Casanova.
Correct. Calzabigi was best known for his role as librettist in Orfeo ed Eurydice and Alceste, the latter of which contained a manifesto written by this composer with Calzabigi.
Look.
The aria Sciamo il mio ben così was unique for its time in that there is three strophes separated by these solo songs that imitate the rhythms and accents of speech.
Sprachsang.
Sorry?
Sprachsang?
Recitative.
Aye! Sorry.
What do you want to say?
20 points.
Yeah, which was something they used.
Ultimately, I learned nothing about Renato or whatever.
Toss up 9. In 1927, Zwicky wrote a note to explain that these particles, unlike X-rays, only interact with a few layers of a crystal lattice. That note was prompted by an experiment that could either be interpreted as an application of the Bohr-Sommerfeld theory or as a confirmation of de Broglie's theory of the wave nature. About 5 years before Davis and Germer showed that they behaved like a wave, the Stern-Gerlach experiment showed that its spin was quantized.
Electrons?
Correct.
That's a good one.
Bonus 8. Identify the Freudian defense mechanism from a description for 10 points each. This is the process of redirecting socially unacceptable desires into more acceptable outlets.
Sublimation.
This is the replacement of unacceptable emotions by their opposites. For instance, if a person is outwardly homophobic to conceal their own sexuality.
Oh, this is denial.
Reaction formation.
Ah.
This is the redirection of negative emotions from their true target onto a safer, more acceptable target.
Transference.
Displacement.
Ah.
Oh.
10 points.
Sorry.
What
toss up number are we on?
I don't know.
What?
What
toss up
number are we on?
We are about to do toss up 10.
Okay.
Toss up 10. In one of his poems, a man senses an old sharp beauty behind his eyes after unsuccessfully pursuing a woman seen from the top of the hill. That poem, Nymphalepsy, is a combination of the earlier Out of Nazareth and The Hill. Race at Morning, about Mr. Ernest and his adopted son chasing a 12-point buck, and The Bear, about Ike's search for Old Ben, were previously published in Big Woods and Go Down Moses before being recollected in Uncollected Stories with Nympholepsy.
Baldwin?
No. For 10 points, name this American author of The Sound and the Fury and Absalom, Absalom.
That's why that sounded familiar.
Yes, it did.
Jesus
Christ.
Can't imagine that's someone who's actually done.
Yeah.
Toss up, or bonus 9, rather. He was the nephew of Emil Durkheim and never did any field work, but through nepotism became the editor of the Sociological Year. For 10 points each, name this French sociologist and anthropologist who connected psychology to social studies and works like Sacrifice, Its Nature and Function.
Levi Strauss.
Marcel Mauss.
Okay.
Mauss is best known for this 1925 work, which examined giving, receiving, and returning the titular concept in, among other contexts, the kula and potlatch.
Giving, yes. Receiving, and gifts.
That's the name of it?
Titular concept. So.
Defer.
Gift and gifts.
Correct. Mauss conducted a collaboration with Henri Bouchat called A Study of Social Morphology, of the seasonal variations in the relationships of these Arctic peoples.
Inuit.
Prompt?
Laps. No, Laps are not Inuit, so it has to be Eskimos.
Inuit Eskimos.
Correct.
Oh, I thought Eskimos is broader.
20
than
points.
Yeah.
It says, it told me to prompt on Inuit, except Eskimos.
That's a really weird compilation. It's like calling people Americans U.S. Americans.
I have 245 to 20.
Yeah,
play on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you 245?
245 to 20.
Keeping score at home.
What are you doing?
I'm keeping score, not accurately, but I'm keeping score.
Okay.
That's probably worse. Anyone need a break or anything, or can we?
No,
you
no,
look like you need a nap.
Yeah.
That's not going to come. All right. Pass up number 11. The unseen title character leaves the story with the lines, "Gone the natural disciplines, and the life of choice begins." And the composer and librettist hoped songs like Blues for the Defeated would allow it to become a Broadway hit. Featuring the characters Hal Helson, Johnny Ilk's Inkslinger, and the title character's daughter Tiny, its composer said that the line, "Once in a while the moon turns blue," was because of Peter Grimes, and the librettist W.H. Auden drew on the Eddas for the story of a giant awakened by a primordial cow. Initial reactions were adverse to two British men writing an epic story for America, especially one with folk guitar accompaniment. For 10 points, name this Britain opera about a giant lumberjack of the American West.
Like, Paul Bunyan?
Correct.
Oh,
oh
the cow.
Wrong.
Oh, it's called Paul Bunyan?
Yeah. Bonus number 10. The first to be discovered was elucidated by Jacob and Monod and controlled the processing of lactose in E. coli. For 10 points each, this is a controlling DNA sequence and one or more structural genes that are transcribed into a single mRNA molecule.
What?
Code.
Sure, a codon.
Operon.
Operon.
Unlike the lac operon, some genes are repressed by double-stranded RNA, which proceeds via this mechanism.
RNA silencing?
RNA interference. RNAi was first observed in this plant, which, like tobacco, is part of the nightshade family. Its name came from a French word that meant tobacco.
Who knows French? Like
tobacco.
Answer.
Petunia.
Oh.
You live and learn.
Toss up 12. He forgets to mention that he owns a goat and that he got his own bakery. He investigates the goat, which had probably eaten too much bark, after he thought he saw his apprentice sleeping with Elka, whom he married at a cemetery next to the corpse-washing huts, and who gave birth 17 weeks after being married. After her death, he asks the devil if he should be eating kreplech before the devil suggests getting revenge on those who told him lies. For 10 points, name the subject of a story by Isaac Singer, who shows his wisdom as a storyteller after earning the epithet of the fool.
Answer? Kahn.
Jacob. Gimple.
Gimple the Fool.
Concept 13. This work states that the solipsism of the present moment results from a completely rational basis for knowledge, thus opposing Cartesian-style foundationalism. Because all reasoning derived from experience is dependent on the moment of the experience, no knowledge about other times can be gained. Instead, it offers an action-based theory, relying on the title concept as an irrational basis for knowledge. That epistemology leads to several beliefs like things sought can be found and things seen can be eaten. For 10 points, identify this most important work of philosopher George Santayana, which claims that the first title concept, often associated with Hume, has as bad a result as rational foundationalism, leading to the necessity of the second title concept.
Good or evil?
No.
Empiricism and knowledge?
No. Skepticism and animal faith?
Oh, that's one of empiricism.
Toss-up 14. It was formed by three volcanoes later called Puike, Ranaukau, and Taravaca. Figures called Kava Kava suggest a period of famine, depicting an emaciated male. A scuffle over a stolen musket and a torn shirt caused Admiral Jacob Roggeveen to shoot a dozen of the natives when the first Europeans visited this island 1,200 miles east of Pitcairn. Today its population lives almost entirely in the village of Hangaroa, although they no longer worship the Pukau-topped Moai, which are giant
Easter.
Oh, that's
correct. Yeah, that was like, when do I want to buzz on Easter?
Pitcairn.
Oh, wait.
Pitcairn.
Good job.
There's nothing east of Pitcairn. Unless you
get bonus 11. For 10 points each, identify films given scenes of toenail painting.
Oh, man.
Dante paints Becky's toenails black in the office of movies in this 2006 Kevin Smith sequel.
Clerks 2.
This 1962 Kubrick film opens with Dolores Hayes getting her toenails painted.
What did he do? Okay.
Answer, please.
Lolita.
Correct. Bunny paints her toenails and asks Jeff Bridges' loafer character to blow on them, which leads us to believe that the severed toe sent by the German nihilists is hers and that she's being held for ransom in this 1998 Coen Brothers film.
That took a
nasty turn.
What do they do? It's not like something
answer?
About Mary or something. Yeah. Something about Mary.
The Big Lebowski.
The Lebowski.
The
dude.
20
like
points.
That's
trash.
Oh, man.
Trash
bonus gone.
Toss-up 15. He published the unsuccessful philosophical work Essay on the Human Soul in 1771, while his political writings include The Chains of Slavery to British Citizens and a 1780 plan for criminal legislation. As late as 1789, he gave a moderate endorsement of the monarchy in his Offrande à la Patrie, but those moderate views altered as he came to edit the radical newspaper L'Ami du Peuple, and he fled to England for a time in 1790 after criticizing powerful officials like Jacques Necker. A physician and high-ranking member of the Montagnards, along with Robespierre and Danton, this is, for 10 points, what French revolutionary assassinated by Charlotte...
Marat.
I hate
talking so much. I was waiting for a long time.
Oh, okay.
It
was a guy.
It's a physician.
Bonus 12. His paper published The Prayer of 20 Millions, attacking Lincoln for not freeing slaves in border states. For 10 points each, name this newspaper magnate perhaps most associated with the phrase, "Go West, young man."
Greeley?
Horace Greeley, yes.
Starting in 1852, the London correspondent for Greeley's Tribune was this author of The Class Struggles in France.
This is not correct, right?
What was that?
That's not Burke.
Answer?
Burke.
Karl Marx.
Oh,
what?
Right.
After the Civil War, Greeley lost half his subscribers for signing the bail bond for this criminal. Answer?
That's right. Go then.
John Wilkes Booth.
Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
Oh.
10 points.
Bond.
Toss-up 18. It appears when a man from the Greater Antilles takes a piece of meat wrapped in pink butcher's paper sprinkled with poison and has it given to an old mangy dog named Bob. Soap Head Church claims that he's doing what God should do. This is related after the recipient's father comes home drunk, anger transformed into lust by a scraping of the toe against the calf, and rapes the recipient. The girl, however, thinks that the way people treat her is not because she's bearing Charlie's child, but because her appearance is different. For 10 points, Piccola Breedlove fears that someone in Cincinnati might have what titular characteristic instead of her, in a work by Toni Morrison.
The bluest eye?
Yes.
Correct. Did we skip some toss-ups? I thought we were on 16 there.
That was 16.
Oh, okay. Here it's at 18.
Did I say 18?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's 16. Right.
Bonus 13. He founded the Kelmscott Press and was a prominent architect who specialized in stained glass and wallpaper designs. For 10 points each, name this artist whose only extant easel painting is Queen Guinevere, and who also wrote the poem The Defense of Guinevere.
I mean, like, I don't think this is Chagall. This is like someone in the Middle Ages that I have no idea.
Answer?
Chagall.
William Morris. William Morris was closely associated with Dante Gabriel Rossetti, who got him to take up painting and join this group, formed in reaction against historical painting.
Okay, so, pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood.
William Morris was at the forefront of this decorative movement that considered the aesthetic of the Industrial Age to be banal, and urged a return to more personal and construction of earlier times.
Neoclassicism?
Neoclassicism, Romanticism, Neoclassicism?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and, oh, that's right, yeah. I've heard
that. I took that in
points. Toss-up 17. The court's decision in this case, the majority written by Hugo Black, overruled 1942's Betts versus Brady and strengthened the verdict of 1932's Powell versus Alabama. Future Supreme Court Justice Abe Fortas represented the plaintiff, who had been originally charged with burglarizing a pool hall in Panama.
Gideon B. Wainwright.
Correct.
Yeah.
You were all alone. All three of us at
Panama. Bonus 14. Gershon Loran travels as chaplain at the end of the Korean War. For 10 points each, name this work which intertwines Gershon's story with Arthur Layden's attempt to come to grips with his father's work on the bomb.
Dr. Atomic.
Answer, please.
Dr. Atomic.
Book of Lights. Book of Lights was written by what author of The Chosen?
Oh, Potok? Potok?
Correct. This work of Potok is also set in Korea, but is from the perspective of an old Korean couple who nurses an abandoned boy they found back to health.
No idea.
No. I don't know.
No.
No answer?
I am the clay. 10 points. Toss-up 18. A 1980 book by William Davis recounts the story of a Kentucky brigade that took this name and was led by John C. Breckinridge. Until recently in China, almost all of them had the surname Guo or Dong. The Pirates of Penzance spare anyone who claims to be one, and Homer Wells is one under the care of Dr. Wilbur Larch in The Cider House Rules.
Orphan.
Correct.
Guo or Dong?
I guess they mean orphan in Chinese.
Bonus 15. They were a bunch of Magyar tribes settled around the Don River until they were united by Arpad. For 10 points each, Arpad is thus considered the first king of this nation.
Hungary.
The Arpad dynasty became Christian when this ruler converted in 1000.
Bella?
I think.
Bella.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Earlier, they had been taken down a peg or two by this Holy Roman Emperor when they were defeated at Lechfeld. Answer?
Steve again.
Otto the Great.
No.
Who? 10 on the books.
Right,
toss-up 19. Two of its stars make up the hearthstones of the Quiche fireplace, and the Great Nebula M42, surrounded by Alnitak and Safe, is the fire. The Navajo called it the first slim one. The Chinese called its beta star seventh of three, and the Arabs called it Aljabar. That star, Rigel, is the seventh brightest...
Orion.
Correct.
Oh, it is.
Rigel.
Bonus 16. Identify the following authors who would make great husbands for 15 points each, 5 if you need a better known work. In one of his works, Velkaninov and Trusotsky both love Natalia, but Velkaninov is the titular eternal husband who has to deal with Trusotsky's attempts to meddle in the family's life even after the wife is dead.
No,
no,
that's Turgenev.
Answer, please.
Turgenev.
No. That short novel was written by this author between The Idiot and the Possessed. In a work by him, Sir Robert Chiltern is blackmailed by Chevalier, but gets out of it with the help of Lord Goring, whose father turns him into the ideal husband for Robert's sister, Mabel.
Sure, Trollope.
Another marriage is the subject of a man who vacillates between the identities of Jack Worthing and Ernest in this author's The Importance of Being Earnest.
Wow.
10 out of the books. Toss up 20. American agent E. Howard Hunt once noted that the U.S. took refuge behind the shield of this during the Cold War, while Richard Olney and Luis Maria Drago gave famous interpretations of it.
So this is the Monroe Doctrine?
Correct.
That was fast.
Bonus 17. When transported, it was always covered in Takash skins. For 10 points each, name this container that held the original Ten Commandments.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Ark of the Covenant.
The city's walls collapsed after the Ark circled Jericho. Around the city for 7 days, and Joshua and his priests blew their horns.
Sure. Jericho.
After the Philistines captured the Ark and placed it in a temple in this city, its citizens were afflicted by a terrible plague until the Ark was removed.
No, any
Philistine cities?
No.
Sodom, Gomorrah.
Answer
for Ruth. Sodom.
Ashdod.
Okay.
20 in the books.
Good game, guys.